Welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 38.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Oh.
No. Ooh,
Brian needs a cigarette.
Need a cigarette? Look at me, I'm smoking. We are here today. This is our last segment of the day, of the week.
Yes.
Our energy is low. We need to
let's clap it up.
Yeah.
Clap it up.
Yeah. Clap it up.
Woo.
This is when we're going to be like, I'm going to dance for 5 seconds.
Left. It's not, I don't know.
What's that song?
Cotton Eye Joe. All right,
you know that song was about
we're going to need a montage.
It was?
Yeah, I read that this week.
Cotton Eye Joe.
That's
SGA.
Gross. That was
really?
Like my school dance's like theme.
Number one song.
Was Cotton Eye Joe.
Just kidding.
Everybody's got the Cotton Eye Joe.
I've been married, Lord. Where'd you come from? Where did you... That makes sense.
God.
Herpes.
I
get it.
I think it's like a clap. It's a clap.
It makes so much sense.
Never fun fact.
Fun fact, Cotton Eye Joe.
Shave away the cotton, guys.
Oh, God. Every week, I'll bring a weird STD fun fact with me.
Yes.
Sweet. Can't wait. I'll spread it around.
Gwen's new segment.
Herpes with
spread
Gwen.
It around.
Talking herpes with Gwen.
Talking herpes. She's our herpes expert.
Just the clap.
I do enjoy the syphilis, though. That's my favorite STD. It makes you go
syphilis.
Crazy.
Syphilis.
Makes your brain.
It goes well with your spina bifida.
There's a Lifetime movie for all of these that I can think of as you name these. I'm just thinking about all of
but
the Lifetime movies.
Didn't Lifetime Society have to do movies, right? Anymore? After Saved by the Bell ones?
No.
Oh.
No. We're going to watch all the Lifetime movies.
Every Lifetime movie.
That
that's pretty
great.
Much my list. My list. Every,
life,
every,
life,
every Lifetime
my
movie.
My pick is a Lifetime movie.
My pick is every Lifetime movie.
All right.
I haven't seen any.
All right. Here we go. Let me introduce everybody. We're with Adam Conway. Of the Angelica blog and the Angelica Film Center in Dallas.
That's you, Adam.
Oh. Say hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
He's here.
What?
He's here. He just woke up. And we have Gabby Hoffman's best friend, Gwen Reyes.
That's right.
From Fresh Fiction TV, Real Vixen, and the literary and herpes expert.
Yeah, look for the new podcast.
Hey.
Look for the new podcast, Gavin Gwen.
Gavin Gwen.
Just Gavin. Gavin Gwen.
There, hold on. There was a movie I saw recently in the theater. I'm trying to remember which one it was, but the character in the movie said the worst name ever was Gwendolyn.
That's
I thought it
not
was,
true.
It was so funny. The character was.
Oh, I love the name Gertrude.
Which movie was that? It was recent, too, and I totally thought of you.
Oh, I don't know.
Is Gwendolyn your full name?
No, my full name's Gwendolyn.
Oh, so
yeah, but it was really fun. But Gwen, it
no,
was really
safe.
Gwen
is safe.
Gwen
not as bad as
Gwen.
I actually
it was,
really like that, Gwendolyn.
It was really funny. And we're with us. We're with Susan Kamyov of thischicksflix.com and Irving Community Television.
Hey, y'all.
Hi. Mark Paul Gossler t-shirt. And we're with Andrew Conway.
From the Dallas Modcast.
The Dallas Modcast and the local filmmaker. No, it's not. And
every
I'm,
week I believe
yeah,
it every
yeah.
time. And every week
yeah.
I'm like, did you?
Have you heard that?
And I'm Brian
sorry.
Kluger. I'm Adam Conway's personal assistant.
You're super stuttery right now.
I am?
I
sorry.
Know.
So, yeah. So,
next bedroom over here.
We're going to do something different. Since we're all involved in film or writing, critique, some sort of entertainment, we've all seen a lot of movies. So, we're trying to come up with something that none of us have seen.
Yeah.
And
it's hard because
and then
Brian
we're all
a wild card here. He's seen everything.
I've seen a lot.
Adam's seen.
So
a
he
lot.
Hasn't seen obvious shows.
Oh,
fuck
snap.
Me, right?
Oh,
fuck me.
Seriously,
it's Susan's favorite
right.
movie in the last 10 years.
Oh.
Obvious Child.
Got him there.
So we're gonna try to go through everybody and mention a movie that we should all see, and I think we should all watch the movie and critique it on a future podcast. And maybe this will get more movies out there to our audience.
Things that we love.
Things that we want to see that like maybe we've heard about but we've never seen.
Does that have to be a quorum? Because I feel like someone's gonna have seen something. I feel like if the big group of
so the,
part of us
that's why I'm saying you have to go deep into the barrel with this.
Yeah.
Deep into the barrel. So who wants to start?
I'll start.
Gwen.
So,
Gwendolyn.
Gwen. The 70-year-old at the end of the table will start.
She's aged!
From Gwen and Gab.
Gwen and Gab.
Just Gabbing.
Okay, so I studied film in college, not like to make it, but to critique it. So there was lots of movies that I had never seen.
I did film and journalism in college.
Oh, that's weird. So did I.
And there were certain movies I had never seen and or seen clips of and whatnot. And I'm not going to go with Citizen Kane. It's a great movie and everybody should watch it. But I'm going to go with Jazz Singer. First talkie.
Hmm.
I've never seen the Jazz Singer.
You never
saw it. Yeah. I saw part of it.
I've seen the part where he's singing.
He sings for the first time.
But
yeah.
I've never seen the whole movie.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Jazz Singer.
I've seen Jazz Singer. Who else has seen Jazz Singer here?
I've seen Jazz Singer.
Have you seen Jazz Singer?
We had to watch that one scene. Yeah.
Yes.
So wave your hand, Jazz Singer.
Jazz Singer.
All right.
Okay. So that one's been knocked out.
So Jazz Singer. All right. You should see it, though.
I could also do the original Public Enemy. I haven't seen that either.
The original Public Enemy.
Yeah.
Like the
James,
band?
With
James Cagney.
Oh, yes. All right. We'll stick with the Jazz here. Okay. All right. Susan.
There's a lot I haven't seen. But yeah. I'd say that one I probably should see that everyone really always mentions to me, like as if I know it, is Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
You know what? I have that same problem with Reservoir Dogs. Never watch Reservoir Dogs.
So we've all seen Pulp Fiction.
You've
yeah,
seen
yeah.
Reservoir
so
Dogs?
It's got to be one that you haven't seen that you think nobody else has
seen. That nobody's
seen?
Yeah,
nobody's
seen.
You have
seen
to dig deep because these two have seen.
I haven't watched all Reservoir Dogs.
I'm fine. I haven't
seen parts.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on.
Fuck.
Okay,
Andrew, have you seen Reservoir Dogs?
Did you guys all see ACOD with Adam Scott and
No, did not see ACOD.
A COD? It's ACOD.
Adult Children of Divorce.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I
wanted to
see
that, and I never saw it.
I have not seen that. So ACOD. All right. When did that come out?
That came out like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Or a year
ACOD.
Ago.
I didn't see
last
that.
Year, last
not to be confused with the other one starring Jonathan Groff.
Yeah.
That was just COD.
COG.
Oh, COG.
Which is an old film, too.
Was it good?
It's an older film about a killer robot.
Yeah.
It was?
All right, ACOD. So we have Jazz Singer and ACOD. Let's go with Andrew Conway.
Have you seen ACOD, Adam?
I did not.
Most of it.
Good.
We,
so that's
we,
one.
We
that's
had it to
Zerka, that's one
yeah.
that not everybody's seen.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew.
That's hard. I got two, or I guess three. One's a critically acclaimed movie that I feel like I haven't seen, but it started one of the trends at the Academy Awards. Where a movie had won like every major, all six major awards. It happened one night with a Frank Capra movie.
I've never seen
it. And that was the first, you know, I haven't seen it.
Oh, that's a good
It happened
good
one night?
Bit.
That's a good one.
Because I feel because that started, you know, then Silence of the Lambs did it after them. And but I feel like that one, it would be interesting to see that. Because I've seen a clip of it in film school, but I haven't seen the whole thing. The Wall of Jericho or something
that's
like that.
That's one of those movies have that. I'm excited to rewatch it, but that's one of those movies that I had to watch, and I thought that it was so overhyped. I was like, this movie is boring, but
really?
I'm excited to rewatch it.
So you're going to go with that one.
That and then my other one is one probably me and Adam have seen, but Mac and Me.
Well, everybody's seen Mac and Me.
I've never seen
Mac and Me.
Mac
so which
me
one are you going for with?
Mac and Me.
Which
ET
one?
Rip-off.
I just need one. Which one?
I think it happened one night.
Huh?
I think it happened one night.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Have you seen Mac and Me?
No.
Okay, we need to watch Mac and Me. It's the best thing ever. Paul Rudd, every
but
time.
But I thought you haven't seen Mac and Me.
I haven't seen it all the way through.
Jesus.
But
Conan O'Brien. Well, the best thing is Paul Rudd, always, every time he goes on Conan O'Brien, he brings a clip of his new movie, but it's always a clip from Mac and Me. It's every
a terrible
time.
Alien movie
yes,
and about
yes,
McDonald's.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Did I have seen Mac and Me? Because
right.
like, yeah, I have seen that. I watched
yeah.
it when it was on Disney.
Adam Conway, your one movie.
I guess I know I haven't seen Top Gun, like I said, but like most people have already seen that.
It's a very overrated movie.
Also,
but you should see it for the
Homo
Erotic.
I haven't seen all
of
Gone with the Wind. But yeah, but
really?
I want to go with Sorcerer that just came out.
I like
on
Sorcerer.
Blu-ray,
yeah, finally.
Which is a remake of Ways of Fear.
They've
Star
never
Wars,
seen Sorcerer.
Right? Yeah, no one has. Pretty much.
I've seen it. That's
Huh?
Sorcerer. I'm glad you wrote that up.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
I also had Last Starfighter about
sure.
I haven't seen Last Starfighter.
Have
yeah.
you seen Flight of the Navigator?
Yes. I love that movie.
Have you seen Night of the Comet?
Yes. I've also seen Night of the Comet.
Sorcerer is great.
I've seen, like, my movies are always like what I watched in film school or what was on the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Before the Disney Channel.
I also, Barry Lyndon, I haven't seen all the way through.
Really? Oh, yeah. Man. That's Kubrick's best Star shot movies.
Or even these weren't even original.
Have you seen Starman?
Yes, I've seen Starman.
See, I haven't seen that. He talks about that all the time.
Starman. Because if it was before Disney had, like, all the TV shows and all the original movies, they used to have, like, the vault.
Chud 1?
I've seen Chud 1 and Chud 2. Multiple times.
Would be a great one.
You love
I also had Night of the Creeps on here.
I've seen that many times.
Oh my god. Like, I want to watch it again. I like that movie. Right.
All right, so I have one.
Good news.
Which y'all have never seen.
Good news, your boyfriends
sure
are here. Bad news, they're all dead.
Probably a scary movie. Probably a movie that Brian made.
So it's a really fucked up movie. It's even more fucked up than Salo. It's a 1987 film, which has been banned a lot of places. It's called Necromantique. It's by a German guy.
Have you seen this movie?
I have not seen it, but I've been dying to see it. I've been trying to buy it on Amazon, but it's always like $60, $70 for the DVD.
So how are we going to watch it if we can't get our hands
on it? I'm going to try to find it somewhere, like a bootleg copy of it. Yeah. But it's called Necromantic. So it's basically about a guy who runs a business who removes dead bodies from crime scenes. But instead of disposing them, he takes them back to his wife, and they have sex with them.
Ugh.
And one of like the
you're
big
sick.
One of the big famous scenes is when
there's a sequel.
Yes, there is. There is Necromantique 2. Yeah, Necromantique 1 just there's a great I heard there's a great scene in there where the wife straps on this big rusty metal pipe and then tries to have sex with the cadaver. Yeah, there's it looks awesome.
Let's try to find
some, yeah, look.
How about we try to find some,
your definition of awesome is, Brian.
I have a lot of things to say.
I want to try to find some 80s comedies we haven't seen together because that's a little
yeah, that's something that I don't want to watch.
That is like, so
no, you gotta watch it.
So Necromantique also only runs an hour and 15 minutes, so I'm already on board because it's super short.
I like
yes.
the shortness.
I like the shortness. Also on board with the fact that there is a raping with a pipe. That sounds amazing.
Isn't
mostly
all,
because
all,
it reminds
all raping
me
with pipe?
It reminds me of Dead Girl, which is a fucked up piece of
have you seen Commando with the Schwarzenegger? Didn't the guy get killed with the
Commando?
The pipe
that's
that?
The second most homoerotic
yeah,
movie
have you
ever
seen
made.
T?
Oh, yeah, that's nothing.
Have you seen Over the Top? We need to watch that. With Stallone, arm wrestling movie?
That's and also my top five homoerotic movies ever made. Who's Over the Top? And Commando.
Where's Roadhouse?
I've
seen it.
Brian, you should watch
Roadhouse.
And Over the Top.
I think you'll enjoy some of the sex scenes he has.
Okay, cool.
Over the Top.
I highly recommend, if you can find Necromantique, seriously watch it. It's right up Gwen's alley.
I know.
I wouldn't mind.
Like, it's not, I'm not even joking. Like,
if,
it sounds like
I'll say this. If I find Necromantique, y'all are all coming over. We're all watching it.
On the lawn.
Yes, on the lawn. Yeah.
Jesus. I would definitely watch it just for the heck of like.
It'll be your favorite. It'll be better than. It'll be better than Obvious Child.
I didn't want to watch Salo or Antichrist. I didn't want to watch Antichrist because I was like.
That is.
I really didn't watch Human Centipede because that's the.
You never
I don't watch
Human Centipede yeah. needs to be in the
no.
National Film Archives. Like it's important and culturally significant.
Yeah.
It totally is.
As soon as someone told me that he's sewing the mouse to the butthole and she's gonna poop or something.
Exactly.
I'm out.
I was
anything
out.
I need to watch.
You need to watch
exactly.
That. It's so good.
I already have that visually in my
yeah,
head.
Yeah, South Park helped me with
come on.
That. That was all I could take.
I remember
South
when
Park
I was like, I'm gonna watch Cannibal Holocaust. I put it in my Netflix queue.
I own that.
Time for it. And then I was like, you know what? I don't need to watch this. Life is too short.
There's some
for
things
me to
yeah.
watch
so, I abstain from.
So our movies that The Jazz Singer, ACOD, It Happened One Night, Sorcerer, and Necromantique.
Have you seen any of the Meatballs movies?
I've seen the Meatballs one.
But have you seen the one where they have
Meatball 7
there?
So which
is
one?
Meatball 3 or 4?
Oh.
Meathead.
Yeah, I just got to the Meatball.
We need to watch that one.
So, which one do we all want to watch for next time?
ACOD. I think ACOD's easily available. It's on Amazon or something.
Meatballs 3.
Okay. Yeah. Let's all watch ACOD.
Yeah.
Let's do that. We'll watch ACOD and we'll talk about it. If I haven't seen it.
And then, oddly enough, I'm actually interested in Brian. I know, right? Like,
see, I rub off on people.
I'm
and they're
like, you're a
disgusting human. Just rub off on
Stop rubbing off on
I'm gonna tell Claire.
Don't act like you don't like
it. The truth is, anybody who watches Lifetime shit likes weird. Yeah, because then you're like, oh, this thing is as weird as whatever Lifetime movie I watch where he would be in his
life. Flower in the Attic 2.
I'm sending a
list. Has anyone seen that?
Yeah. I watched it night.
If we can find Necromantic, let's show it at Angelica. You'll have a crowd.
That's something that no
one. I like Necromantic better than this one.
That's something that no guy has seen.
I think it was more sex and they were older. And, yeah.
What was that cat movie with John Arquette as the rival? With Louis Anderson?
No, that's a terrible movie.
No, that's Meatballs. You're talking about Meatballs 3 right there.
Was it?
John Arquette was the gay, like, next door neighbor. Yeah.
Well, that is our podcast for the 38th week of Multimedia Men. Please follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and catch us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Yeah. Right. And hopefully some other places.
We miss Gotti. Gotti, please feel better.
Feel better. Yeah.
We think you're lying.
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 Bitch.
All right. Have a good week, y'all.